In the beginning was the rhythm. And the rhythm was with God, and the rhythm was God. And the rhythm came and set its tent among us. Rhythm, birthing rhythm. Rhythm exploding. Rhythm imploding. Rhythms of light and rhythms of darkness. Cosmic rhythms and subatomic rhythms. All drifting and swirling, being born and dying in a vast symphony of vibration. Rhythm as the sun, as the moon, the stars, and the planets. Rhythms of mountains and rocks and water and air and fire. Rhythms of forests and oceans, colors and textures and scents. Rhythm as things that fly and sing. Rhythm as things that swim and slither and crawl. Rhythm on four legs and in things that run. And eventually, rhythm on two legs with the ability to create. How would humans use this gift, this rhythm, this vibration? In what direction would they choose? The rhythm waited for answers, trembling, but constant and true. To teach the rhythm of compassion, how would humans use this rhythm that waited for answers? Teachers were sent, birthed from the tremors of the very soil, to teach the rhythm of compassion, the rhythm of tenderness, the rhythm of understanding, of kindness, and the rhythm of love. To those that were awake, the rhythm manifested everywhere. To those asleep, the rhythm waits. The rhythm calls. We are the children of that rhythm, the rhythm of ancestors past, of the beautiful present, and the rhythm of children living only in the field of possibility. Each beat of life within our chest is the rhythm of perfection, the rhythm of the earth, rhythm of God. Gently, steadily, earnestly guiding, directing, pulsing. Listen. Listen close, and then listen again, and then listen again, and again, and again. And as you listen, dance to the rhythm of all creation as the beat goes on and on. Friedrich Nietzsche once wrote, "Those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music." Let's read that together. Those that were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. I want to give some applause to, I put Bob out of his comfort zone today on the drums. Thank you. And he kept telling me, "Show me your vision, tell me your vision, I can't hear what you want yet." I thought it was beautiful. Thank you, my friend. There's more to come. I'm going to challenge him later. There's a lot of people who have quit listening to the rhythm of life. Have you noticed that on the planet? We've quit listening to that eternal rhythm. And they all think we're nuts because we're still listening. Anybody have those people in your life? You can't possibly make a difference. Yeah, keep dancing. Keep singing. Let Them is a new movement. Anybody heard the Let Them movement? Mel Robbins, I just love this. Mel Robbins basically says, dance anyway. Let Them is a mindset of reclaiming our personal power, of personal rhythm, our personal connection to the eternal rhythm, and to not engage with those who don't understand emotionally. I don't know about you, but I've rented out a lot of space in my head to people who don't get me. I've rented out a lot of space in my heart to people that think the guy doesn't know how to dance. I don't get it. I don't get him. Anybody else had that experience? Come on, I know you. I know who you are. Everybody's hands should be up. That's how you made your way to Unity North. Using the phrase, let them, we acknowledge that others are going to act. They're going to behave. They're going to judge as they will. But the second part of this movement is just as important. Let me. Say that with me. Let me. Let me focus on the music that I am. The music that chose to do business as me. The music and the rhythm that chose to find expression through me on two legs with the ability to create. What am I creating with that rhythm? You don't like what you're creating, change what's going on between your ears. Change the emotional investment in not the noise of society, but the beauty and the rhythm and the goodness on the inside. The music, let me hear that which is directing my soul, not which is out here. We have become so externally focused that fear is driving society as we know it today. Fear and anger are leading. That stops today. In the beginning was a rhythm, and it hasn't left us. We just quit listening to it. And when we do this, we free ourselves from the cycle of trying to control anything. You know, I mentioned the Virgo had to move the line over earlier. It's one of our strong suits. We're really good at controlling things. Anybody? Yeah, but I want to tell the other 11 signs you're also very good at it. You're not as blatant about it. You're just more subtle about trying to control things. Let's just own it. We've been trying to control the world. We can't control anything but what? Ourselves. That's it. Life is music. And the spirit is always composing with the thought that you're thinking, the feeling that you're holding, and the actions that you're taking. Yet most of us are rushing through our days with deaf ears to the symphony. We hear only fragments. We take a little fragment here, or a little rhythm here, or a little note or a melody and a stray beat, and we wonder why the music seems so disjointed. Anybody ask that question? I'm asking it. Why does the music of our human connection seem so disjointed, so dissonant? Well, maybe there's dissonance happening on the inside, and when I change what's going on the inside, I can be the conduit for the rhythm to change the outside. That's where the power lies. Yes? When we stop and breathe and listen, which is the foundation of everything Unity taught, the Fillmores wanted us to listen. They didn't want a church. They didn't want a holy grounds where we go talk about politics or we go talk about this person or that person. They wanted a movement that said, let's listen to the rhythm. Let's listen to the essence and the spirit and the God within, and let's do it together in community because there is power when we come together to listen. That's what we do here. Beyond all the words, beyond the great, incredible singing and the band, there is a listening. Breathe with me. And let it go. When we stop and breathe and listen, we realize that we're standing in the middle of a drum circle. A drum circle that is creation itself. When we stop and we pay attention and truly listen, we discover the essence of life is not chaos. It is divine order. It is harmony. It is synergy and is synchronicity. Can you feel that? Or have we lost sight of that? That's what life is. The rest is all made up. Illusion, it's not the symphony, it's not the rhythm. And it's just beneath the surface. We're not bystanders in this music. You are not a spectator in this music. We are the rhythm itself that chose to do business as us. Yes? And when we reawaken to that truth, life becomes less about surviving the noise and much more about joining the dance. Less about surviving the noise, which is causing the fear and the anger, and more about getting on the dance floor and dancing the love and the light into existence. My father, and I'm glad he doesn't tune into the stream because I wouldn't be able to say half of what I get to say about him. My father, we are not drinkers in our household, but my sister had a wonderful wedding many years ago. And my father had just a little too much to drink, which probably meant one beer. But he was feeling more relaxed than he's ever felt before. And it was at the reception, and the band kicked in, and they were cooking, they were grooving, it was good. My mother was unable to dance because of her health at the time. My father, in his relaxed state, got a chair and put a chair in the middle of the dance floor. And he started tapping his toe. And the Burdicks are not great dancers. Anybody who's danced with me will tell you that. And his kids, every one of us, all four of us, said, "Oh my gosh, what is Dad doing? This is embarrassing. This is horrible. But wait, it gets worse." In his looseness, he was well-oiled, I guess, decided this isn't enough. So he picked up the chair, and he started parading around the dance floor at my sister's wedding. And I said, it can't get more embarrassing than that. Somebody go get him. All four of the siblings sitting at a table moaning and groaning about their embarrassing father. And then my brother-in-law, who is a free-spirited guy, came up to say, "What is he doing that's embarrassing? He's creating joy. He's having a great time. You're sitting at a table bored out of your mind." And those who were called insane by those who could not hear the music. Don't stop listening. I got up on the dance floor after that. My twin brother, that may be a bigger boulder, maybe the next lifetime. But the reality is, my brother-in-law called us out. There's music playing and you're not enjoying it. There's light to be found and you're not living it. You're not breathing it. You're sitting at your table and being in judgment. My father basically said, let me. Let them sit there in judgment. The dance got greater when his son got on the dance floor and picked up a chair, because Susie didn't want to dance. I picked up a chair and said, "Come on, Dad." And of all the great things spoken at that wedding, all the beautiful moments of that wedding, what are we still talking about? Wasn't that beautiful when we all got a chair and we danced on the dance floor? The nut, the crazy father kicked it off. I'm saying, be the crazy father. You know, I'm looking over at Mike Stott. Mike Stott is that guy. Be a Mike Stott. I went to a funeral. I see Sharon's in here somewhere. And the phrase at that funeral, she said goodbye to her husband, be Larry Sigler, who did not play small, who didn't let the world define him, who didn't let the chaos define him. He knew who he was, he knew what he was about, and he was going to dance in the way he was charged to dance. I don't know about you, but I have chosen to play small at moments because I wanted to sit at the table too embarrassed to get on the dance floor. My first drum circle, anybody ever do a drum circle before? And you guys are all staying. I didn't realize you were going to stay. I'm sorry. Bob has to stay. You can sit there and cheer him on because he needs your cheer. My first drum, they're holding the sacred space. They are chaplains today. You promised me that the band is holding the unbroken awareness of everything I'm saying? I have my doubts. My first drum circle, there were 80 guys at a men's retreat. I'd never done a drum circle before, but we were having deep intellectual discourse and conversation. They said, "Now the next part of our men's group is we're going to go into the other room, and we have drums for all of you, and we're going to have a drum circle for an hour." And I'm like, oh, God. I don't want to do this. It's ridiculous. But I am one of the qualities of Virgos is we're also very cooperative. We will do what we're told. So I went into the room and they said, well, you're a musician, so we're going to put you at the mother drum to keep the beat. And it's like, oh, I thought I could sit on the outskirts of this drum circle near the door so I could get out when it got boring and dumb and stupid. They put me at the mother drum in the center of it. Four of us sitting there. My attitude sucked. But then it kicked off. 5 minutes in, okay, I'm just going with the flow. I'm going to go with the flow for 5 minutes. 10 minutes in, I began to connect to the other guys at the mother drum. It's like, man, this is cool. This is kind of neat. And the chaos had ensued. A bunch of guys, probably 80% of them had no sense of rhythm. No sense of rhythm whatsoever. It was just a cacophony of sound at one level. But then I began to realize I could talk to a guy on the other side of the room. I cued into his rhythm and I echoed it. And suddenly amidst the chaos, we were having a communication. And we looked across the room and we smiled at each other, realizing that a connection was being built. And then it faded, and I did the same thing with the guy behind me. I didn't need the eye connection. He was talking to me. We were connected. And it happened probably with 40 guys in that room. And 2.5 hours later, I didn't want it to stop. This can't stop. The beat must go on. The back half of that retreat, the beat did go on. We weren't sitting at drums. But there was a connection that had been built that I carry with me today. And it is the beat and the connection I am asking us as a community to live, to breathe, to understand that the world is rhythmic. Our hearts are beating. Our lungs are breathing in and out. We sleep and we wake up. Plants grow. They decay. They put seeds into the ground and they nourish new seedlings. They grow again. Day turns to night. The seasons change again and again and again. You can find a cadence in every part of creation, even when it's ugly. Even when it is scary. Even when you are embarrassed. Our job is to find that cadence at the same time. I thought in preparing for today, a song that I don't know if Barbara Streisand wrote it, but she's the first one I heard sing it, and it touches me. Think of all the hearts beating in the world at the same time. I invite you to, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. I'm not going to force you to feel that. Think of all the hearts beating in the world at the same time. Sing that with me. 2, 3, 4. Think of all the hearts beating in the world at the same time. How often do we stop and breathe, get down to basics, and think about all the hearts that are beating in this world at the same time? We live in an ordered universe, and it's not just nature. It's all creation. It's all of us. Not some of us. All of us. Rabindranath Tagore says this quote. Please read it with me. The same stream of life that runs through my veins night and day runs through the world and dances in rhythmic measure. Yes, our individual rhythms are unique, sometimes syncopated and wild. Our job is to find alignment with the unchangeable heartbeat of the Creator itself, Himself, Herself, God, Light, Love. When we define ourselves, as we have been doing as a human race, by the erratic, changeable rhythm of our humanity, we're fighting the natural spiritual patterns and we're working against the laws set up by an ordered universe that we cannot be separate from. We will not be separate from because it's what we are. Do we have any drummers in the room? Anybody's ever drummed? Ever heard the word polyrhythms? My friend Jason Foydell is a drummer in Oregon. He just loves, and he loves the guy, I can't do it. He can take his foot and do one rhythm on the drum, take his other foot and do another one, and have both his hands doing something different, and then he starts to sing all at the same time. It looks like he's having a seizure. And he probably shouldn't put the singing in there because he is a drummer who shouldn't sing, or should he? Let him. Who said that? Bam. So I asked Bob to, and I've really freaked him out. I think he spent all week obsessing over this, to demonstrate a polyrhythm. On the surface, it feels like it doesn't go together. This is three, this is two, and this is four. It doesn't fit until you begin to listen beneath the surface. And so give us one beat, just one simple beat. That's you. That's you. I'm good. I got my beat. I'm feeling good. And then somebody walks into the room. Somebody shows up in your field with a different rhythm. Can you feel the tension? Normally we'd say, Bob, you're not feeling the groove. That's wrong. It doesn't fit. But just about that time I'm in my judgment, somebody else shows up into the field who's got a different rhythm. It's like, who gave the kid a drum set? That's what it seems like and it feels like. But then when we anchor into yet another rhythm, the more profound rhythm, things begin to make sense. That which was noise a minute ago becomes a really cool jazz number. But what do you have to do to feel that? You have to anchor into the bass. You have to feel that which is underneath the surface, underneath the tension, in order to find it. Play, brother. No matter what he's doing, can you feel it? Think of all the people and all the hearts beating in the world at the same time. But that over there is chaotic. But I don't get them. No. Do me a favor and give him some thanks. And since, you know, I've got attention on him, this is one of the most spiritual guys in our community. I love talking to him and talking to him about his Buddhist path, because wisdom comes from the rhythm of this man. Now, I drive drummers nuts, not just when I ask them to do silly things. Any drummer that's ever worked with me says, man, you rush. I sit at the piano and I'm a little hyperactive and I rush. And they'll say, find the pocket, man. Find the groove. They have to deal with me. And then they get a singer who drags, not Chelsea, she never drags, but who's just lagging back behind the beat. What is the job of the drummer? If the drummer follows those who are speeding things up, the whole band speeds up, and next thing you know, it's falling apart. If the drummer follows the vocalist who's dragging, next thing you know, you've got a dirge on your hands. They are the anchor. I'm saying you are the drummer of our spirituality. You are the meter, the drum beat. Oh, you're picturing people, aren't you? You're the drummer, you're going, it's like they're speeding up and you go right with them. Or they're slowing down and you go right with them. Life sucks. The drummer keeps it solid. You keep humanity solid. You keep the country solid. You keep the earth solid, plain and simple. Divine spiritual rhythm allows our activities to be grounded to something greater than the noise and the chaos. Some of the most powerful moments of our service are not the words that I speak or the beautiful songs that we hear singing. What do you think it might be? You'd never guess. On the count of three, on four, I'll count one, two, three, and on four, I want you all to clap together. One, two, three. You did much better than first service. One, two, three. Listen more deeply. One, two, three. That's holy. I got somebody over here. I love you, John. Joseph Campbell said this. Let's read it as we begin to wind things up. Is there a quote for Joseph Campbell? I knew there was. I worked really hard not to mess this up this week, Sebastian. Let's read it together. The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature. We're focusing on the polyrhythms. We're focusing on the noise. We're focusing on the chaos. A better choice is to focus on the singularity of music underneath it. And before I step down and sit down over there, I went and made a list of individual musicians that I tend to like and respect, and I looked at their history. They all wanted to quit. At some point, it got dark and it got difficult, and they wanted to quit. Here's my list: George Harrison, Louis. By the way, next Sunday is Beatles Sunday. All the music is Beatles. All you old hippies better show up. George Harrison, Louis Armstrong, Elton John, Tina Turner, Joni Mitchell, Beyonce, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, Kurt Cobain, and Leonard Cohen all wanted to quit. It's too hard. I'm worn out. I'm tired. Yet they listened to the music that we still listen to today. And it happens collectively. This is what's happened on the planet. It happens collectively. It happened with Fleetwood Mac. It happened with Queen, ABBA, Nirvana, the Rolling Stones, yes, the Beatles and the Beach Boys. They all had dark nights, difficult moments, and they didn't quit because they had to go deeper. It's difficult right now, folks. I'm not going to pretend it isn't. We're more divided than we've ever been. Be like these musicians and don't quit. Keep listening. Keep the music going. A final poem to end the message today. They almost quit. Little music. Hands paused. Voices hushed. Hearts heavy with doubt. Tired hearts. Weary feet. And emotions spent. But the music waited. The rhythm waited, patient and eternal, whispering, not yet, not yet, I'm not done. And so they played, and so they sang, and decades later, the world still listens. Hearts still move and get on the dance floor with a chair. Souls still dance to the rhythm that never stopped. Even in the silence, even in the fear, even in the darkness, the song remains and the beat goes on. Those that were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. Let them.